Pour another cup of coffee with Fleming in the Morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and speaking about pouring another cup of coffee, I guess if I could pour another cup of coffee, Father Neil Monarch would certainly join me for that cup of coffee, wouldn't you, Father?
Oh, I absolutely would, Tim. That's necessary in the morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Father. Good to have you with us.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for the invite.
You bet. Well, Father Neil, pastor at Epiphany Parish in Mason City, it came to the top of mind for me. I mean, we have all of the information coming out about the COVID-19, the coronavirus, and how people are changing what they do day to day, whether that is in the workplace or whether that is in schools, but certainly in churches as well. And Father, I thought maybe you could bring our listeners up to date a little bit with how this affects what's happening with the Catholic faith, the folks that attend, for example, Epiphany Parish and in the Archdiocese of Dubuque, for that matter.
Well, sure, Tim. It is a kind of an unprecedented time, and some of the things that are necessary for us to contain the virus. And you're right, absolutely, that involves our churches and the like too. So, I think folks will really know that there is something that's different for us. For instance, throughout the whole Archdiocese of Dubuque, not simply here in Mason City at Epiphany, but throughout the whole Archdiocese. You know, all celebrations of Mass are canceled, beginning this weekend and the like. And there's not a time that's set for that to change back. But, certainly a huge change for our faithful people that are used to regularly going to Mass, not only on weekends, but for some of them throughout the week.
Father, have you ever seen anything like this in your years as a priest?
No, I have never have, with that. And, I'm sure, that there may be examples of things where locally something was called off because of sickness or circumstances like that. But I'm never in the way that this global public health concern has touched and affected, our lives here and throughout the world with that.
What does that mean then for people who would like to attend a service? Obviously, you're not going to have masses at the churches. Will you try to deliver a service to them in another way, or how will you do that, Father?
Yeah, great question, Tim. Thanks. Yes, we won't have any public celebration of Mass. One of the things that we are able to do here in Mason City, and I'm sure it's quite common with any number of church communities, is the availability of doing a live feed, that allows for people to tune in via the internet and Facebook to be able to, see at least a service that is for the Sunday, that is also, from their church, their particular local community is a part of that. We'll be doing that this weekend at our 4 o'clock Mass, and then it would be available online on our website. I would just say that that's probably the most important thing, people to check their church's websites, and there'll be plenty of information, and how those things are all going to be handled in their particular churches will be certainly explained there.
How about for Epiphany Parish, Father? Maybe you could talk about the website there a little bit, and since you say it's going to be the 4 o'clock Mass that you'll be recording?
Yep, we're planning for the 4 p.m. Mass, so that would be live on the website at that point with things, and we'll probably be aiming to provide other resources, through our website and the like. We have some other ways of messaging parishioners and the like, and we'll try to keep people as well as informed as we possibly can, during this time of change, and adapting to the needs of others for the circumstance of the virus.
You've probably had some of your parishioners even wonder out loud right now about they've gone to Mass through blizzards and rainstorms and different things through history. Are some hesitant about this? So they really feel like they're really missing something here? Or how do you deal with that, Father?
Well, certainly, those things that we've done week after week, that's been a regular part of things for us, and you know, those things are going to be acutely missed, you know, in terms of that. But I guess we also understand the significance of, you know, doing things for others, and particularly, you know, that teaching, you know, that says, do unto others as you would have them do to you. And if we think about not only our own circumstance and the loss we have, but we also recognize, you know, that why are we doing this? You know, it's to get ahead of some things, to flatten the curve, as they kind of keep talking about with things. We don't want our healthcare system to be overburdened, and because that would mean that people aren't going to be able to receive the kind of care and attention and the like that they really need through our hospitals and the like. So this is a Archbishop, when he talked about this and sent out his statement to the whole archdiocese, you know, he was urging us to think about this as charitable and you know, what we do for others. And that does kind of help us as we're kind of facing the loss of things that are important to us and that we're certainly going to miss. But again, it's temporary. And when the opportunities arises and when we feel like that's a safe thing to do for the good of other people, then we'll be returning to our older practices.
Father, we should also mention, too, you know, and you mentioned the word loss in there in your conversation. Daily life goes on, and with life you have death, you have funerals, you have, you know, planned weddings and different things that are on the docket. How do you think through some of those things? How will that be affected, Father?
Those events are affected as well, you know, in terms of things. I'm really thankful that we're not at a point where we have prohibited funerals or weddings. There are places in the world and various places where they've needed to say that. What we're working with right now is that funerals, weddings, those things may be held, but we really have to limit kind of the attendance of that to immediate family members or, like the CDC guidelines have suggested, that there would at least be no more than 50 people present for something. I mean, that's going to be that's a hard adjustment for people to think about, you know, in those kind of circumstances, too. And but it's a it's what we have to do for the benefit and the good of others with that.
Certainly. Father Neil with us from Epiphany Parish. And Father, anything that we haven't touched on that you wanted to get out to everybody within the listening audience?
Know that your churches are, I'm sure, all trying to serve you in the best possible ways that we really can in the midst of this. It's really important for us to remember this is not just about me, myself, and I, you know, that, you know, so much of this is showing a great concern for the needs of others and remembering, you know, this is something that's temporary, that it will take as long as it takes to do, and that we'll continue to care for and care for one another.
Outstanding. Thank you. I appreciate you taking some time. I know you're a busy guy. You've got a lot of things going on right now, but I appreciate the time that you've given us this morning on KGLO. Thank you very much, Father Neil Modernak.
Yeah, thanks for all your service to the community with good information too, Tim.
No problem. Happy to do it, Father. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, bye.
Take care. That is, again, Father Neil Modernak. He is the pastor at Epiphany Parish in Mason City, talking about the Archdiocese of Dubuque and the cancellation of Masses. And when that comes back into play, they will let us know, and we can share that information with you. Good information this morning from Father Neil, as he says, as we all work together with the local authorities because we're all kind of in this together again. There's that same theme that we all work together. AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.